Why does I-95 cut right through the heart of Wilmington? It was built that way back in the 1960s. Homes were evacuated and torn down, families uprooted, and what's known as the Main Street of the East Coast forever changed the city. But there is once again serious discussion about capping or covering a key portion of the interstate that lies between West Center City and other neighborhoods.
This is a great opportunity to create the first urban national park in none other than our own Wilmington, Delaware.
State Representative Sherry Dorsey Walker serves Wilmington's 3rd District. She is one of several members of the city's delegation in Dover to sign a letter to U.S. Secretary of Transportation Pete Buttigieg seeking support for a proposal to top several blocks of I-95.
So what this would do is connect the Hilltop community, West Center City, Trinity vicinity, Cool Spring, Tilton Park, just to name a few, and have this would be a great meeting place. We'd have bike trails, walking trails, an amphitheater, a place where everyone would feel like they belong.
This is not a new idea. One of Dorsey Walker's constituents, former Mayor Jim Baker, proposed reconnecting Wilmington neighborhoods in 2004 and again in his Vision for Wilmington 2030 document in 2010.
Because we had the community organizations and we had businesses, we had a lot of people participating and looking at the city from a different point of view and saying, you know, what if this is possible to do this and what difference it would make for our city?
Kevin Malloy of Wilmington recognizes the potential.
And creating a place for people to breathe easier, but also it would hopefully truly unify the city of Wilmington, which was truly divided, in the 1960s.
Malloy, a realtor, is active civically and in the arts community. He was very young when I-95 first opened and says you don't have to look very hard to see the impact, even today.
So there were certain entities of Wilmington that were really dismantled and from the highway, and it may not have been done intentionally, but the highway, and then with the 1968 civil, the strife, the riots and stuff, it just compounded upon the division that exists in Wilmington that we need to address if we're truly going to make Wilmington a great city.
Newcastle County Executive Matt Meyer joined the chorus trying to breathe life into Baker's vision during his March budget address.
Imagine if we put Delawareans to work executing on former Mayor Jim Baker's vision to cap I-95 in Wilmington with a beautiful 5-block park right in the middle of the city.
Meyer says this is one more way to address and examine difficult and complex questions about racial and class injustice.
So this is sort of one way in our highway system that we're trying to look holistically. How do we look at every problem, every policy through a lens of creating some greater, more just city, more just county, more just state?
Buttigieg himself said in a tweet, quote, "Let me be clear. American highways were too often built through black neighborhoods on purpose, dividing communities, adding pollution, and making pedestrians less safe." Baker says the path for I-95 was still being blasted through rock when he arrived in Wilmington in 1966. He believes the designers were more interested in keeping the highway in a straight line than preserving communities in its path. Not even a decade and a half later, I-495 opened as a bypass. Baker says the lasting effect of I-95's opening is a clear indication that neighborhoods can be fragile.
People start retiring and passing away, and it changes the context of a neighborhood. So you always have to be on your toes as to how to keep a neighborhood vibrant and alive.
Capping I-95 could entail reconnecting the city between Pennsylvania Avenue and 6th Street, but with a gap so air handling would not be needed and traffic would continue to move along the highway below. DelDOT Secretary Nicole Majeski included $100,000 in the agency's budget for a feasibility study subject to approval from WilMapCo, the Wilmington Area Planning Council. Senators Tom Carper and Chris Coons are among the co-sponsors of the Reconnecting Communities Act that would establish grants through the Department of Transportation to help communities identify highways that could be removed or retrofitted if they create what are termed obstacles to mobility and opportunity. Carper says this would help fund a project like the I-95 cap to reconnect cities and open the door on a more equitable and sustainable future. City Council is also on board. Members unanimously passed a resolution presented by Councilwoman-at-Large Maria Cabrera.
A new national park can help Wilmington and Delaware strongly and positively impact our community with revitalization, community engagement, economic development, creating safer neighborhoods, green infrastructure, improving public health, and arts and cultural programs, tourism, smart growth, and climate change management.
Fifth District Councilwoman Brigida Fields.
My initiative is to connect the communities. I tell my constituents that 95 may divide us, but it doesn't define us.
It may seem like a distant dream, as the Restore the Corridor project is just 2 months into its two-year time frame. With a Delawarean now in the White House and President Biden promoting a Build Back Better agenda, Meyer, Baker, Dorsey Walker, and Malloy all believe there is no time like the present to move forward.
We have a historic opportunity to not be limited by dollars the way we have been historically. And that means that the limit for the things we can do will not necessarily be dollars as much as it will be our imagination.
To me, it's progression of saying we have the capability of making our society better. Instead of always arguing and fussing and condemning and all of that, let's make our society the best that the world has ever seen.
We have the support of the necessary entities with whom we need to be working. It's just a matter of putting everything in place, putting the plan on paper, and making it happen. But things are moving in the right direction, and it's because we're working collectively. We're working together.
We just need to reinvest in our urban structure and infrastructure and make it so it attracts people instead of making it for the commuter just to zip through here. You know, we really need to, and it's just such a great opportunity at this point. And so I think it's a very important discussion.
Mark Fauser, Delaware Public Media.